The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hola.
Hi.
Hello.
Greetings.
How are we doing today?
We're doing.
Oh, we're doing.
Dude, never better.
Oh, nice. I like that. Yeah. We're feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I only own one shirt.
You do.
Check me out.
Well, Jared's been on his, like, he's trying to find some new clothes.
I got slightly baggier pants.
Yeah, he's on his new clothes journey.
Trying How do you feel about the baggy pants?
I like a baggy pant.
It's so nice. Not I've been wearing like
a pair
very
on the
like
other day and I was like,
no,
boot cut pants.
Boot cut pants.
No, that's not a baggy. That's a boot.
I wasn't into it.
With like a cowboy boot.
I was like, please take those off.
What kind of shoe did he wear with it?
Boot.
Ew.
You gotta go for the straight leg. I'm so much more comfortable in my day to day life now. It's I have like large legs. And the straight leg has been a game changer.
The problem with Jared is his calves are so huge. So like any pant, it's like it'll
hugs
fit baggy, but then it'll like be like ripping at his calf.
Aww.
So like the baggy pants a little bit better. It's still somewhat tight on your calf.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't really think it is.
Yeah, it's tight right there.
Still got an ankle. That's good.
Yeah.
Who cares?
wait, so Matt, he's wearing bootcut jeans.
Just, he put them on. Boots. He didn't end up wearing them out of the house because I had
But he owns them.
They don't go with much more than a boot. That's what's tough.
You just have to go full Western if you're doing a bootcut.
A bootcut with like
I'm okay with Western.
Yeah, no, I like that too. That's why I was asking what his outfit was.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't remember where we were going or why.
Yeah.
I'd have to see the whole thing.
I'll tell you.
Cowboy thing's tough. It's tough for me to fully commit.
No, you have a bootcut.
I do.
Yeah, you wear them on stage.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I like them.
But I'm on stage with boots on.
Yeah, no, I know.
But like, I like to wear Converse when I'm just like, you know, in civilian life.
Yeah.
It's no support for your lower back.
Yeah, well, my lower back's too far gone.
Okay.
So who cares?
He has sciatica.
Let's just,
like a 65-year-old.
It's just down in flames from here. But I love a Converse and they don't work with a boot cut. Anyways, enough about my fashion.
Is it enough?
Enough about me.
I'm glad I got to riff on that for a little bit.
No, same. I love that for you.
Yeah,
you're in your fashion era.
Jesus.
Which is so funny because Abercrombie is coming back.
Dude.
Haven't been taking note.
Oh my God. No, they're great.
How are their clothes?
Well, they have jeans that are great and they have long. So for ladies like you and I.
Long leg ladies.
They have long. They have like a 34, 35 inch inseam. They also have short.
I love that.
And they also have, it's called curve. So it has like a bigger hip
I love
to waist
that.
Ratio.
They're very nice.
They have like all different types of sizes.
I love a long jean.
I know, me too. That's I've been buying some.
I love that.
Yeah,
I gotta try them out.
Their men's stuff is great too. Let the man in your life know.
Yeah, that's true. That's where his pants are.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well, shout out to Patreon.
Yeah,
Patreonies,
join our Patreon. We put so much effort into all those episodes. We put out an episode per week.
Full length episode, true crime from you. We take submission based. Recommendations, what cases you want to hear, whether they're like well-known cases or like cases that you've been obsessed with because they happened in your own backyard that you want us to look into. That's where we do it.
Yes.
It's a deep dive. It's a deep dive for the deep divers, honestly.
And we don't need a first degree, so we can do whatever we want.
Correct.
Yes. Join us over there.
I love
yes,
the Patreon.
Please.
Okay. Do we want to get into the day today?
Let's do it.
So today is a very interesting day. It's April 25th, and it is the perfect date, according to Miss Congeniality.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's
not too hot. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
That's April 25th. Mm. Very cute. But I've got to say, Other than the perfect date from Miss Congeniality, I've got to say that April 25th is the most boring day of the year I've gotten to so far.
Wait a second. I feel like last week you said coming up next week, you guys just wait.
I know. You just wait because I couldn't find anything.
More boring. Oh, it was like in a really boring.
It was. There's literally nothing going. I tried so hard. I scoured the internet. So we're going to April 26th. We're going till tomorrow.
Oh, we're just going to break the rules.
I truly couldn't find anything.
What the fuck? Really?
I love that.
We got to improvise, man. We don't want to. We have those to days keep are people so, excited.
Yeah.
Those days are so rare where you can go back through the years of history.
I know.
The annals of history.
I'm like, really? Like, there's one in a 365 chance of the past 2,000 years and nothing has happened.
Not a thing.
That's nice.
Not a thing. I think there was like an earthquake and then that was it.
Oh.
So anyways, we're going to April 26th. This is tomorrow. So these are some fun facts for tomorrow.
Got it.
1278. Imprisoned for murder. John Layfucker. That was his name.
That's what? Exciting.
John Layfucker sent a letter asking for bail, the earliest recorded instance of the English swear word fuck.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
The surname derived from the Middle English word fike or fike, meaning to fidget. So in other words, he was John the Fidgeter, or more perhaps colloquially, John the Restless. In 1990, John Ado brought John Layfucker to wider public attention when he claimed in his Dictionary of Word Origins that the surname was the earliest recorded instance in the English of the word fuck.
Is this lineage still alive, I wonder?
Layfucker?
Yeah.
I hope
probably.
So.
Probably.
It's so good.
Great porn star name.
It said, noting that fuck is not recorded in writing until about the start of the 16th century, Ado suggested that Layfucker's surname indicated that the word was around before 1500, perhaps not committed to paper because even then it was under a taboo. So it could have been before that.
Love that.
But Layfucker, and he was in jail for murder.
Wow.
Yep.
That fucker.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Wow. Layfucker.
Layfucker.
And his name was John, which somehow John became the name for toilets at some point in history too. So
yeah. So you're.
We need to deep dive that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. Interesting. I don't know.
His name is wildly explicit.
Has a lot of things going on. 1882, a perpetual motion machine was patented by John Sutliff. So a perpetual motion machine is a hypothetical machine which is funny because how do you patent something that's hypothetical, but whatever, that can do work infinitely without an external energy source. This kind of machine is impossible since its existence would violate the first and second laws of thermodynamics. But how do you patent that?
But is that true? Can't you use like pendulum velocity? Like I've seen machines that do operate forever because they're using like pendulum force or whatever.
Or what, isn't there a certain type of battery that like two charge or two make the one work while they charge?
I think the problem is that in a vacuum. I don't know because I think these things rely on certain elements, whether it's things in our atmosphere, things. I honestly, I don't know. I'm talking out of my
ass. Well, they will
right
rely
now.
On gravity in certain instances, yeah, or whatever. So I guess if it's like, if you're not relying on gravity, then I don't know how, yeah, you would do that.
I just don't know how you patent like a hypothetical thing.
It's an idea. Yeah. Like you can get like a utility patent on like a thing that has this.
What are we going to patent?
I don't know. We got to figure it out.
Oh, this is kind of like when you buy a domain before somebody like has.
Yeah,
you
know, sex.com.
Yeah.
Sex.com. Or yeah. You're like patenting an idea. So when someone like tries to invent it, you're like, no, I already thought of that.
Yeah. Well, it's Matt buying all the domain names. Yeah,
he loves domains.
Okay. He's
a domain buyer.
Yeah.
It's kind of like back in the day. This is not like it at all, but it made me think of it. I was maybe in junior high and I found out the idea that you could like complain about things and then they'd send you free things.
Love that.
So like I went and it was like probably right when emails, you could start emailing, mm-hmm, like from AOL. I just remember I wrote big red gum, mm-hmm, the cinnamon gum. And I complained that I got a really stale pack of gum and they sent me a whole huge pack of
really?
Big red gum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just thinking of what are the things that people become obsessed with
you
doing.
You could be one of those annoying ass people who's got like moderate fame on their Twitter and all they do is like call brands out. You ever see that shit?
Yeah.
It's usually airlines.
Well, there was somebody
at
that we
Delta, I can't believe I'm stuck in line again, or you changed my flight, now I'm fucked and I can't get home. When people start doing that, I unfollow them.
There's somebody that we used to know that did that to Airbnb. They had a bad Airbnb experience and then they tried to get all their followers to start adding the owner, the CEO of Airbnb, like he was going to do anything about their one stay.
No.
People get a life.
But I do like the free gum. That's nice.
It was. I got a little free package.
Go back
gum.
To that.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I have an issue. And they're like, oh, check it out. There's a whole box.
Yeah.
All right.
Customer service isn't what it used to be.
No.
Because people started abusing.
No. Correct. But now what people are doing is people for their weddings, they're like writing brands being like, can you send me something for my, like not influencers, like
like random, a registry from a brand.
They're like, literally right doing like, and then getting mad when brands aren't sending them things.
That's weird.
I'm like, that is bizarre. That's an, it's a weird entitlement going on.
Give
where it's
me
like,
presents.
Why didn't Bobble Bar send me all these bracelets that I asked for?
Mm. It's like, that, because
you have 200 followers.
Well, because it's, they got to make their money too.
Yeah. Everybody's just trying to survive out here.
Correct.
God.
I know. 1954, the first major trials of polio vaccines began. Around 443,000 children received their shots within the first 3 months.
Polio's crazy. Polio's RIP to the guy in the iron lung.
RIP to Iron Lung Man.
Yeah.
You sure were a TikTok sensation.
Yep.
1982, Rod Stewart was robbed at gunpoint.
Ooh.
He was on Sunset Boulevard doing some shopping when a gunman asked him for the keys to his 1977 Porsche Turbo Carrera car.
Hell yeah, get you some, Rod.
So Rod was saying that he didn't think that the guy knew he was Rod Stewart. He
probably
just
not.
Thought
Come
he was
on.
Like a random guy.
Come on. What year was this?
1982.
Have you ever looked at Rod Stewart?
He's very
Imagine
obviously
looking at Rod
Stewart
being like, who? I don't know who this man is.
Yeah.
His hair is out of fucking control.
I know. He's very obviously Rod Stewart.
Also, sorry, he's Rod Stewart. Do you know he's played the biggest concert of all time? He played to 3.5 million people in Copacabana Beach,
yeah.
South America.
Wow. So anyways,
he holds the record.
He got robbed at gunpoint and he said he came back and said, I can't start the car. So Rod Stewart said, so at gunpoint, I had to walk out on the street with the gun to my back and get in the car and start it for him. It started on a button. And then the guy just drove his car away.
I would have done the same thing. Gun in my face? You kidding me?
Oh my God, obviously.
Take everything.
Whatever you need. Here, this is my house key. Go
Please
ahead.
Don't kill me.
Go
no,
ahead.
Literally
alive.
Take anything.
Rules, take it all.
Yeah. 1980, Channing Tatum was born.
Oh.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Important
Big
date.
Man.
Happy birthday, Channing,
Channing
Tatum. Is the story about him burning his penis real?
What?
Apparently he like tried to, I don't know, he put his penis in like a boiling water or something.
Why?
Huh? I don't know. Let me verify. Keep going. this would be a fun story to pull up.
Where'd you hear about that?
Hold on.
Okay. 1986, the Chernobyl power plant in Ukraine exploded.
Wow.
One of the freakiest things that I think has ever happened. And
That's
I'll
sad.
Never forget that scene from the Chernobyl TV series of all of like the ashes coming down and all the kids dancing in it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Very scary. Oh, but I thought it was really interesting because I was looking at the death toll of it and it said approximately 30 people died from the immediate blast trauma and acute radiation syndromes. I was like, that's very low. It said 60 people in total in the decades since, inclusive of later radiation-induced cancer, but the long-term death estimates range from up to 4,000 for the most exposed people of Ukraine to 16,000.
Wow.
You're not listening to
me. I'm listening. Sorry, I was looking this up.
I know. You very much can't do two things at once. I feel your energy of not paying attention to me.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
I got in trouble live on camera just
Go
now.
Ahead. Channing Tatum story.
Okay, Channing Tatum story.
God, I'll look things up in the future.
So during a Sirius XM interview with Howard Stern, 35-year-old hunky actor Channing Tatum recalled
Very
an
hunky.
On-set accident that happened to his penis. Penis is in quotes, which is kind of crazy.
What else?
His penis.
If not penis, then what?
Oh, and in quotes, balls.
Okay.
His quote-unquote penis and balls.
Happened to his
alleged
quote,
balls.
Quote-unquote penis and balls. Years ago, when he was filming the period flick The Eagle in the freezing hills of Scotland.
Oh.
The injury happened when a crew member handed him a boiling bottle of water to pour down his pants. I started hyperventilating and screaming and jumping back into the river because it was a hypothermic river and we had wetsuits on. So anyways, this guy handed him a bottle of
warm, hot water,
what he assumed was warm water, pour down his pants.
Because that's supposed to keep the wetsuit. You're supposed to put warm water and it'll keep it
yeah,
warm.
Like when
it
you like pee in a wetsuit.
It ended up being scalding and boiling and burnt
quote
his
unquote,
quote unquote
penis
and balls.
And quote, quote balls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Channing Tatum.
I love the quote unquote.
Yeah. I wonder if that guy got in trouble who handed him the water.
Probably.
Definitely.
Got fired.
Definitely. I think because then I think he said something about how he felt bad for the crew member or something. But
wow.
Not his fault. I mean, it is his fault, but.
Anyways.
Okay. In 2010, there's this thing called boob quake. Have you ever heard about this?
No.
Sounds amazing. What is it?
I have a feeling you're going to like this.
Okay.
Okay. So Boobquake was a rally that took place on April 26, 2010, which served to protest news reports of controversial beliefs blaming women who dress immodestly for causing earthquakes.
Give me a break.
So it was inspired by this blogger, Jay McCrate. And she said, on Monday, April 26th, I will wear my most cleavage showing shirt. Jared, you liking this?
You know what this tells me? Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
I encourage other female skeptics to join me and embrace the supposed supernatural power of their breasts. With the power of our scandalous bodies combined, we will surely produce an earthquake.
They fell for it.
Who?
They fucking took the bait. They fell for it. This was this guy's plan all along.
He wanted more tits out.
He was trying to cause boob quake. That's what he was doing. Like, how do you not see that?
Yeah, that's true,
oh
I guess.
Oh, my God,
an estimated total of 200,000 people participated in boob quake worldwide. The so-called epicenter of boob quake was a lighthearted two-hour gathering at 1 p.m. at the Purdue Bell Tower in West Lafayette, Indiana. That's where she was from.
It'd be cool to be right on the fault line.
Participants' attire included push-up bras, unbuttoned shirts, short dresses, and other racy costumes and risque clothing. They also held signs with slogans such as Cleavage for Science, Amnesty, and God Hates Boobs. Purdue student newspaper reported that the female participants were outnumbered by male specters. No surprise
there.
You guys fell for it.
That's funny.
This is the fruition of this person's master plan.
Boob quake.
Anyways.
It's hysterical.
2011, The Voice premiered. In 2017, The Handmaid's Tale debuted on Hulu. 2021.
I never watched that.
It was good.
Did you watch it?
I watched the first two seasons.
Yeah.
It's a really brutal show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like gory?
Yeah. It's just, just a lot of murder.
Oof.
A lot of murder. A lot of
autonomy.
Okay.
Maiming.
Ooh.
Punishments. It's just a lot. Rape.
I think I'm gonna just
tons of rape.
I'm gonna watch something else, I think.
Yeah,
it's
watch
not
that's,
something
that's great,
it's
I
sad.
Guess, for people, but like I'm gonna
when
watch something else.
It's now deeply uncomfortable that like women's rights are in peril.
Yeah. Okay.
So
It's like life and imitating art, imitating life.
Oof.
Kind of a thing.
It's heavy. It's very heavy.
2021, a Texas resident narrowly avoided a felony after forgetting to return a VHS rental tape after 22 years. Now, I remember reporting. I reported on something like
reported
this.
Reported live.
I reported on something like this, that somebody forgot to return a book for like 100 years or something. We did an episode about it. But this is now a VHS rental tape 22 years later. Karen McBride unknowingly had a copy of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, great choice, since 1999. Even though the store had since closed, her record still dated that she was guilty of felony embezzlement.
Whoa, it jumps to embezzlement?
The case was since dropped, but McBride suspected her record was the reason for difficulty in acquiring jobs later.
That's nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
Just charge her. I guess if you never pay it. Like, now they can put liens and shit on you a lot easier than when it was, like, very analog.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine that. I think about this all the time. Like, what are you in for? You know?
I stole a copy of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Back in the day, there was, like, very few punishments for, like, not paying something.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot harder to...
Yeah, it was like
hold people accountable for that.
The looming threat of what your total could turn into.
Yeah,
But like, whoever actually went after that, it's not like there's a creditor that's like knocking on doors trying to get this money paid.
Right.
It's the whole concept's kind of strange. And if you were smart, you just wait long enough till Blockbuster goes out of business.
That's what she did, though. But she still had a felony charge against her.
Oh, interesting.
That's literally what she did.
Interesting. So it doesn't just go away.
It didn't say Blockbuster, though.
Well, I mean, who else would it? I mean,
that's true.
There was like a Hollywood video. There were a few others.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Our Florida man story of the day.
Can't wait.
A Florida man was rescued after trying to ride a hamster ball to the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Like a floating one?
I have a picture.
Oh.
That's what he looked like. It was a homemade hamster ball wheel thing.
Did he have like a bottle of water with him?
I don't know, but this was he had done this before. So, because I saw it.
He's looked, back at his old tricks.
I looked up his name, Reza Bellucci, and there was a few articles about him trying to go places in this hamster wheel in the ocean. But it said a giant floating hamster wheel made of buoys and wire, self-propelled by Bellucci, running inside. So it was literally a hamster wheel. He was running inside of it to try to get to the Bermuda Triangle. And it said a U.S. Coast Guard voluntarily rescued and took him back to land this Sunday, says the Washington Post. I don't have a year. But his journey started in Pompano Beach and ended near Fort Pierce. I don't know how far he ended up traveling, but it said that the rescue mission could end up costing close to $144,000.
Jeez.
To get this guy out of his hamster wheel.
I lack conviction.
Yeah.
In my day-to-day life,
yeah.
I lack the ability to say, here's the thing that I feel passionate about. and I'm now acting on that.
Yeah.
Even returning things to UPS, like unless I have a QR code, I'm lazy about it. Like I don't set out with a, like, there's no overarching goal in my life. And this man had such purpose.
No, but listen, once you, the purpose is figuring out what the fuck is going on in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I understand that. Like, you fall down a rabbit hole and you're like, I got to get there.
I got to know.
I got to know. And like, nobody's taking me on a boat. I got to get on my own hamster wheel and get down there.
Dude, I have so much respect for this.
Homemaking a flotation device with no air leaks is also no easy feat. What do you do? Melt pieces of plastic together?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen
there's balloons in here. Maybe they're balls.
Have you guys ever seen the Flaming Lips live?
Yeah.
They have these like inflatable balls that they go in. Like, but I think they're like commercially available. I think you just buy
them. Like a Zorb? Zorbing?
What?
Zorbing is like those in New Zealand when you go down like the mountains on the,
in the ball.
Yeah,
it's like a giant air cushion. Yeah. So they would go out and like crowd surf in those.
Yeah, so, I feel so nauseous just talking about that. That sounds so awful.
Yeah. That sounds so fun.
Zorbing?
Yes.
No,
I don't want to zorb.
A throw up in that.
I'm
zorb.
Not a zorbist.
I would be a zorbing.
Really?
Aficionado if I lived in New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, so what? So they said to rescue this guy, it would be like $140,000.
$144,000. Which I'm like, what are you spending all the money on? Yeah. In the rescue mission.
Overtime.
Trying to find him.
Probably just
a helicopter.
Honestly, the stupidity of it.
He's running away.
Yeah.
This is the stupidity of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, in Phoenix, they have a, I don't know if they have this here, but they have a, they call it the stupid motorist law.
Oh, yeah.
So if you like drive into like an active ravine where there's like flooding going through it, like with your car and you get stuck, they charge you a shit ton of money for the rescue.
They should
if it's
do
your
that.
Fault, yeah. Why should taxpayers
exactly.
pay for your
well,
stupidity?
That's probably why they told this guy, like, okay, that's what you're going to do. Or, well, if you need our help, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
I don't think he wanted their help. Seems like he was.
No, he's going to the triangle, man.
Again,
the picture of
again,
this picture.
He's like, don't intervene in my mission.
He's smiling in this.
Yeah, he looks happy. Yeah.
Don't follow me.
Don't follow me. I'm going alone. Okay, so those are your days that happened on tomorrow. But the word of the day today is a German word. It's Treppenwitz. Literally translating to staircase joke, the word means that you thought of your comeback while on your way out. So when you are in a big argument with somebody and you're like, can't figure out how to get him back, and then the door closes, you're like, ah, oh, fuck.
Very George Costanza.
Yep. Very George Costanza. Yep. Treppenwitz.
Wait, what was the comeback? Do you remember what it was?
What comeback?
The George Costanza.
I'm going to the jerk store called and they ran out of you.
Out of you. Oh, it's not even good.
Because he was eating a lot of shrimp during the meeting and he's like, okay, what, they've run out of shrimp?
Yeah.
And then he the thought about it for like a week and then
they
he
ran out of you.
Yeah.
Very George.
It's
George
so
coded.
Bad.
It's so bad.
It's so fucking stupid, but I love it. Treppenwitz.
Treppenwitz.
All right. Well, when we come back, we are learning some new facts.
Whoops. When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally. First with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today.
Okay, so it comes as no surprise that I have absolutely no idea how to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook. It's not really my thing. But when I tried Factor Meals, it was a freaking game changer. So Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. So the first time I tried Factor Meals, I was actually blown away because I'm like, That's it. That's all it is. 2 minutes. And the meals are so delicious. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon. Ooh, fancy. Shrimp and blackened salmon. Like I said, they're so easy to prepare. I love them. So head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Okay, welcome back to Today I Learned. We're each bringing a fact to the table today, and we're taking facts from you lovely listeners if you want to call them in.
Ooh, do you want the phone number for that?
Yeah.
818-446-6889.
Call us in a fact.
Yeah.
Or like, we also have just some like random things that people have called
just
in
for. Call us.
Just call us.
Whatever. Surprise us.
Alexis might answer. You never know.
Yeah.
She'll talk
sometimes
to you.
I forget to turn the ringer off and it rings in the middle of the night. And I'm like, if I answered this right now, it'd be so funny.
Yeah.
To whoever.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello?
You got to start answering them sometimes.
I know.
If they'd call when we were here, that'd be
funny. Give people a shock.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
We should maybe try to do that. But then, that could be fun. It's almost like a live episode.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. Call whenever and we just have to stop what we're doing and answer.
Yep.
All right.
Great idea. Okay. Who's going first?
I can go first if you'd like me to.
Yeah.
All right. This is a fact that I have been researching extensively.
Oh, that's weird.
The Guinness Book of World Records was invented by the Guinness beer people.
Really?
Did not know.
It's like the Michelin.
Yeah. So the reason is kind of crazy. So they figured a book of verifiable facts would help stop bar arguments.
Really?
It's the most Irish shit I've ever heard.
Arguments
they're like,
are happening about like the world's longest tongue at a bar.
More than you would imagine.
I guess so. If that was really like what their solution
people
is.
People argued over like women at bar. Or like, you know, betrayals.
Then you run in and you go, stop, stop, stop. You'd be like, have you ever heard about this guy who has the world's longest tongue? And then everyone drops what they're doing. They're like, look, you can verify it in this book that's made by the people that make the beer that you're drinking. And then all of a sudden, everyone's friends.
I love that.
It's a great idea.
That is. I mean, I guess it was successful.
It's like what Pepsi wanted to do with Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Yes.
And just have her bring
change
the peace.
World.
Yeah. With just a Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah. Really bring world peace.
Imagine running into the bar fight. Like, stop, stop. I have this fact. Nobody. Do you realize
But then you have to like bring the book because obviously the internet didn't exist back in the day. I remember when I was in elementary school, I had like a period where I was obsessed with the Guinness Book of World Record, like facts.
Yeah.
The book is big.
Yeah.
And then they have to update it every year.
And they're all so like the man it's who like was able to pop the most balloons in 1 minute using only his teeth.
We should
like,
break one.
I know.
Dude, we should break one.
Yeah, we should break one.
We should come up with something that we can do.
Yeah, get you just the community think of behind super us. Stupid.
And you just got to tell them and you got to document it. And then you got to send it the proof.
Yeah.
What about the longest?
I wonder if you have to get it like notarized. Like, you know, there's got
to
be like
Google.
A.
Let's go to the website. I'm
what
sure
about the
process.
Longest time ever spent? Okay, what if like, okay, we're on each other's shoulders, three people high, right? And
Do we wear a long trench coat?
Yes. But you do it for the longest possible amount of time. So we're like that for like 3 days in a row.
No.
Okay.
70.
On your sciatica back.
Yeah, yeah. Jared, you have sciatica.
I got to be the base.
Yeah.
I know. It's not going to be great for you.
I'm just trying to have an idea.
And then that means I'm the middle of the centipede, which is not
That's
ideal.
That's fine.
It's good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have great balance too.
Okay. But the base needs to be sturdy and I'm
not
sure
this.
About us.
No.
I can do this.
Jared, you can't even like walk for a long period of time without having your back hurt.
That's right.
Well, maybe we'll come up with something a little lower impact.
Yeah, lower impact goal.
I'll think on it. We'll have an idea next week.
Yeah.
It should have to do with drinking so we could have fun.
Totally.
You know,
the Guinness Book of World Records.
Maybe we drink Guinness.
For the longest period of time
so
without
thick.
Sleeping.
I've actually been drinking Guinness
How
a little bit more.
How many can you drink in one day? They're so thick.
You drink one at a time.
They're
and
like
then you're
milkshakes.
Done. Yes.
Oh, I could drink
six.
Unlimited.
Unlimited?
Unlimited amount of Guinness.
Okay.
All right, Irish.
Okay.
We'll think on this.
All right.
What the hell are they called? The Guinness bombs?
Irish car bombs.
Irish car bombs.
With some Baileys. Mm. Delicious.
Wait, I thought you put Jameson in them.
Baileys.
You could do Baileys, right?
I don't know.
Baileys?
I think it's Bailey's. It's Bailey's because like kind of curdles in the beer.
Oh yeah, and you got to drink good. It before it curdles.
It's good though.
Yeah, it is delicious. Mm.
Bailey's is tasty.
I'm thirsty.
It is.
Reminds me of old Greg.
Oh, I'm old Greg.
Yeah. Old Greg.
Bailey's. Would Love you him. Drink it from a shoe?
Okay, I'm gonna go next. Great. I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole about Charles II.
Okay.
The King of Spain.
I'm ready.
You know the one.
I know the one.
He is the product of 200 years of inbreeding.
Oh.
And one of the most severe cases of inbreeding in history. You know the one.
He's basically...
You
know?
With the chin.
He's like Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah. So I like looked into him. So...
Wasn't he sterile? Because of the inbreeding?
He was sterile. So here's some facts about
him. At some point, God just says, enough.
Enough.
Well, they did say enough with him because he couldn't produce like an heir to the throne. So 25% of Charles's genes were duplicates, meaning that fully one quarter of his genes were the same from both of his parents. And he had like a lot of issues. He was breastfed until the age of 4, which that's not inbreeding, but that's just like poor parenting. Like weird parenting.
I don't know the cutoff for that, but that seems a little bit late. A
little bit late. And then as an adult, he was completely illiterate and could barely chew or speak. He was set up with a wife to be like arranged marriage, and she was terrified of him.
Yeah.
Like absolutely.
He can't chew.
No, or speak. Like he was, there wasn't.
Speaking is rough.
This is a king?
This is a king.
Oh my God.
Charles II.
I would have picked someone else for sure.
So she was really scared of him. And then I saw a really interesting quote because obviously there are no pictures. This is back in the day. There are all the paintings of him and he was scary looking in the paintings. But it said, whenever painters were commissioned for his portrait, they were told that they had to depict a virulent, healthy young man.
Oh no, or else you're gonna get beheaded probably.
So basically what they're saying is those portraits are a very best case scenario
idyllic
version of what this man
was way
like.
Worse.
So they're like, so that's them doing him a giant favor.
That's him doing it, because we've had conversations about this on the podcast where like all of those old portraits of people were catfishes.
100%.
They were like, paint me like a beautiful young maiden, and it's like God knows what these people used to actually look like back in the day.
Correct.
So like what these paintings, and we'll show them to you on social media, like this is the best case of the best.
So this is like
in a dream state of what this guy looked like.
This is the first version of catfishing.
It is the first version.
Yeah. This is like a commissioned catfish painting.
Yeah. So he also like miraculously survived all of these crazy diseases. He survived chickenpox, measles, rubella, and smallpox. So he was kind of like a cockroach back in the day.
Yeah.
And he lived to be like 37 years old, I think, which was pretty like old. But they said that he looked,
I guess
they were also the words to describe him was like very senile, like he looked very old, he was completely bald by the age of 30, like very not
great. Inbreeding's not allowed.
I mean
frankly
they're like, guys, wait, what are we doing?
It's frowned upon. And then but my fact for today was his autopsy. I saw a TikTok about his autopsy results, and this is what happened. He had the heart the size of a peppercorn.
A tiny baby heart? How did it pump blood through his little body?
How big is a peppercorn? Do I not
small.
Have this?
Yeah.
Small. Huh?
The heart the size of a peppercorn. His lungs were completely corroded. His intestines were putrefied and gangrenous.
Gangrenous?
He had 3 large kidney stones. A testicle. One single testicle as black as coal.
Oh.
And his head was full of water.
That's why there are HIPAA laws. No one should know this about a person.
And what, like, how many alarms are going off? This is like...
That's why they're basically... It was like an absolute miracle that he was alive. What? The heart the size of a peppercorn.
What is going on?
And he survived chickenpox, measles, rubella, and smallpox.
Did he enjoy his life?
No.
He was a king. He was a king. Of course he did. He just had a peppercorn-sized heart. And one black nut.
And a head full of water. I mean, which meant he
head
meant,
full of water,
which meant
so
he
hydro?
Had like severe hydrocephalus, which is crazy. He also lived that long because like usually if you don't drain the hydrocephalus, you die.
Because we didn't have the drain from Roald Dahl.
We didn't have the drain from Roald Dahl.
He's like a little applehead chihuahua.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And again, you look at those pictures and that's not what he even looked like.
Oh my God.
This man was a terrifying man.
What Dude. A scientific... What a wonder. Bummer.
That's what I'm saying. Wondrous.
Yeah.
Wondrous man.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, it's fascinating. That's my fact.
I love that.
Imagine being that sperm and you're like, here we go. And then you like become a person and then that's what.
And you're like, my mom, my dad, or my cousin.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's.
I love that.
We got to discourage inbreeding.
Yeah.
It's not that's good. Why it's legal.
Yeah.
What's your fact, Lex?
This is interesting. So, no one who is blind has congenital blindness, born with blindness. It's one thing if you lose your sight in another way, but no one blind has ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
I saw this.
I'm fascinated.
I thought that was so insane. Yeah.
They were clear to say it doesn't mean they can't get it because there's no way to really do an experiment. You know what I mean? Like, so far, it has not documented. Happened. And I think that's so interesting because I know schizophrenia, there's like auditory hallucinations and visual hallucinations, but I just wonder if there's something to seeing that aggravates mental illness, like something about your vision or lack thereof or something, some part of your brain you exercise by not having vision. Like maybe you focus on other things if you're blind, which works some muscle to keep your brain healthy. Like, I don't know what it is, but I thought that correlation was fascinating.
I thought that was fascinating too. I'm interested to know about like other mental illnesses. Like I wonder if there's less mental illness just in general or if it's just schizophrenia.
Yeah.
As a broader stroke too, like your reality is shaped mostly by your vision.
Yeah.
You know? So like on the reality side of it, which definitely is impacted by things like schizophrenia, weird. You don't have that component of it. Yeah. It's like you said, maybe it's just not activating this thing that can become faulty because you never had a relation to it in the first place.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's such crazy. I know. Whoa. I saw that. I was like, whoa.
Cool.
Whoa. Very insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. People do some incredible things when you're only relying on 4 out of the 5 senses. Like some people become like incredibly.
Oh,
like,
well, your other senses get so heightened.
Yeah. Daredevil, one of my favorite superheroes.
Love it.
He's
crazy.
Blind.
Do we have a listener submitted fact or just a random call?
Yeah, we do. So we got here. We've got two. Should we do two?
Whatever. Do what you think.
I say do one.
One. All right. So morbid neighbor favor or safety tip?
Morbid neighbor favor.
Yes. Okay.
It's a good, it rolls off the tongue.
Hi guys. I was just listening to your episode about people's last words. So I have kind of a morbidly funny experience that happened to my husband and I. So he was trying to do our neighbor a favor before we went on vacation, and he was leaf blowing all the leaves into a big pile, but then his leaf blower ran out of gas, so he kind of just left it and we went on vacation. So then we get back from vacation and our neighbor's father said his son had passed away. And he was trying to mow over the pile of leaves my husband didn't finish blowing. And the lawnmower got stuck, and he went to get a wrench, and his dad was like, you need a metric wrench. So his last words before he died was, it is metric. And then he passed away from a heart attack. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened. We were shocked when we came back from vacation and heard that. And my husband felt really guilty for a long time. But, yep, so that was our experience. Talk to you later.
Well, it's not your fault.
Not your fault.
Or your husband's fault.
No.
Not your fault.
But that's like, a crazy, like, butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Sort of a thing.
We're counting this as a fact, yes?
Yes.
This is a fact.
This is a fact. This took place.
It happened in life. It's a fact.
Today I learned
that
you finished mowing the yard.
I saw something on TikTok the other day about facts being just your interpretation of the truth. So there's nothing that's objective. Everything's subjective. So
nothing's
facts
alive.
Are not even reliable.
Well, reality isn't even real.
Nothing is a lie if you believe it.
Honestly, every narrative in my head is probably just made up.
Yeah.
Like I project so much onto people that I think based on how I see the world. I'm like, that person feels this way about me. And I'm there's no fucking way I'm right.
No way.
Back to the lawnmower tragedy.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Like, so his last words were metric.
It is metric.
It is metric.
Oh, he said it is metric?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I hope your husband is okay.
Sure, he's fine.
Yeah. And you guys probably are closer after this, which is another glass half full. But people, listen, you can call in with anything. This is a great example.
I know. We wanted a fact and we got a really morbid story.
I was shocked.
But it is a truth.
But it is a truth.
It is
which
a truth.
So it works.
Yes.
We're going off of you and we're trusting you that this is the truth.
Love that.
Wow.
Jared, did you do a fact yet?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh.
You remember what it was? The Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, yeah. The Guinness Book.
So interesting. Yeah. I forgot it.
I was so overwhelmed.
I'm just kidding. It actually was really interesting.
I thought it was good.
It was. I just thought that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Where am I?
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're kind of talking about what's going on in the world right now.
Love that.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on TheRealReal.com. TheRealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermes, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about, you know, we talked about OJ last week, but there's also been some other things that have gone on.
First of all,
I wanted to ask you, Lex, like, what's the update on Lisk? For anybody that hasn't listened to Unraveled yet, like, what have you been talking about?
There's not a ton going on. Other than, I mean, this was a while ago, but Rex Grumman was charged with the fourth murder.
Right.
And now we're really just waiting to see what happens. I don't believe they're going to charge him with more.
No,
because the case is so clean. Like right now he's been charged with the four Gilgo Four murders, which are four victims who were very similar cases. Right. MO, super similar.
Yeah.
If they brought in any of the others, I feel like the defense would have just
muddy it up a little bit.
Totally, because like the other ones involve dismemberment and the victimology varies. So I just think there would be way more for the defense to work with. So I think they're going to probably prosecute him for these four and then do the others separately. That's my thought.
So then they could convict, they could do the others? Okay.
Yeah. So that's sort of what's up.
Yeah.
I talked to his wife's lawyer recently. She put out a statement like all this time later saying, you know, sorry for the victims, but she's still being like, I need to see the evidence in court. She's holding on to hope that her husband's innocent.
Wow.
And they're still together?
Well, she filed for divorce, but she's still visiting him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
It's tricky, especially with all the time that's passed too. And it's like trying to like, in her mind, like, hold out hope.
They've been together for 30 years. I think her reality.
That's like all she knows, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And especially like if you are sort of the more passive one in a relationship, like I just think she's probably still just so traumatized and in shock. Like I don't think they've even begun to unpack the reality of this. I wouldn't be able to.
No.
I'd be in a straitjacket.
That's a trip. Yeah, for sure.
No, like absolutely. I don't know how you deal. I don't know how people survive things like this.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy.
Well, you're still putting out episodes.
Yeah.
So obviously, everybody's listening. It's always up on the charts.
Yeah. It's doing well, you know, it's an interesting case.
It is. It truly is.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that there are updates.
Yeah, so listen to Unraveled, guys.
Go listen.
Do it now. Got to talk about Gypsy Rose again.
Love her.
Number one, she got a nose job.
Recently?
Yeah.
How does it look?
There's like one picture of her like out shopping with like the brace and stuff.
She's probably still swollen.
Yeah. I mean, she just got it done. But she's on her path.
She's a swan.
More power to you.
She's got her nose job. She got a divorce. She got a restraining order against her ex-husband or soon to be ex-husband. And then she was reunited with her former fiance and they like had a night out in the town.
Wow.
She's catching up in like light speed.
No, I know. And then her
she's
former,
like me in college.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like she never got to experience any of her younger years.
No.
Which it's like getting married when you're in jail and coming out of jail. It's like she's got to go have her like little party girl days.
She's got to go to a Rumspringer.
What?
Rumspringer.
What's that?
It's what the Amish get to do if they want to go experience like... Normally. To decide if they want
to
stay Amish.
They get to leave
Amish.
The Matrix for a little bit and see what's up. And then they're like, then they make a decision. Like, do I like having electricity or not? Yeah. Which for me would be an open and shut case.
100%.
I'd be like, this is really nice.
It's really hard for you to not be able to play games without electricity.
Oh my God. What
you
would
play
I even
like
do? I'd be putting
jacks
together
and
puzzles.
Dice. Yeah. You'd be playing with chess. Dominoes. Yeah.
I'd be whittling wood and putting together puzzles and churning butter. Which all sounds good.
A nicely churned butter sounds delicious.
There's a time and a place.
But after a long day of churning butter, I want to go inside and watch Netflix.
Hell yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And have like a hot bath.
Oh my God.
Hot bath you can still do.
Are you
just
sure?
A little bit harder.
Probably not as hot.
I don't think plumbing. Oh yeah, water heater. Yeah.
What do you
I'm
going to
do some research.
Fire?
I want to do some more research on the Amish because I'm fascinated
that.
By it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, with Gypsy, I think her and her ex-fiance got matching tattoos, which is also, you know.
Kiss of death.
Kiss of death.
That is... A curse.
A curse.
Curse she's fun, it. Though. I love being wild like that.
Yeah.
She's like fast forwarding through like all the things and all the mistakes you got to make. And I'm here for it.
Got to do at least one tattoo you regret.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. It does make me sad, though, that it's under like public microscope.
I know.
But
she's probably having a blast.
She's probably. Yeah. You know what? Make your mistakes. Have some fun. Learn.
We all live. Do.
Lindsay Lohan turned out OK. And she made a lot of mistakes.
She
public eye.
She's looking great.
She looks beautiful.
Looking
I know.
Great.
So good.
She's never looked better.
Wow.
And then like a few random stories that I saw in the news. Number one, Gordon Ramsay has a pub in the UK and they're squatters.
What? He can't get rid of them?
They're not leaving.
Gordon Ramsay's terrifying. If
just
you're
just send
that,
him in.
If it can happen to Gordon Ramsay, it can happen to anyone.
Literally.
He just needs to go hit him with the idiot sandwich thing.
I know. Put some two pieces of bread
Have
around
Have you seen
their
Idiot
ears.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Like, that's just, again, it's like there's been so much stuff coming up about squatting recently.
But he has a pub, but it's not a where are they sleeping? Like, they're trying to live in this pub?
Yeah. There's like a group of them. I think there's like five or six people.
Are we sure they're
squatting?
Just not like extreme regulars?
Are they drunk?
Maybe.
They're just like, they love watching the football match.
Dude,
and they're
squatting
just...
is getting out of control. They need to like revise laws. It's not right.
It is insane.
Yeah,
we revise laws about everything else.
We were talking about that, like you
pulling women's rights away. You can't give property owners a few more rights.
Technically
you can't just like give them the rights to their own property.
Yeah.
So like if I go on vacation in California, right, and I leave my place and someone just shows up and starts living there they
and
can,
has a piece of mail delivered then yeah. Yes.
Oh,
then
that's they what can it take is control mail with your name on it,
with their name on it.
With
so like
name?
So if they like registered a bill, like if they join Netflix on the TV or whatever, or something with a bill, like something
some
where
utility?
They
just be like a letter from like a loved one.
They could take over your utility for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. But I think, you know, Airbnb, I think there are risks. Like I think I've heard horror stories where I'm just like, how are people supposed to?
Well, that's even with, I mean, we're trying to buy a house right now. And like, obviously a lot of these houses when they're showing them are like open, like people aren't living in them. I'm like, I'd be scared that there'd be a squatter coming over and taking it.
100%.
Away.
But I saw a TikTok where a guy's just like squatted his place back. Like, he broke in.
He out-squatted the squatter.
He broke in
because
they changed
locks.
And then he changed the locks and re-squatted.
So now they're both in there?
No. Well, he just changed the locks. And now he's like, you're not coming
room
in.
For
dude,
one
that's
squatter.
So insane.
And it's like, it's
that
his
this
house.
This is even a thing.
It's really fucked up.
You gotta squat your own house back.
And it was like his mom's house who died. And they just came in before he could like sell it. And it's just wrong.
That is...
it's wrong.
Like a bad person.
Wrong.
Does that.
Yeah.
Mm. Crazy. The last thing that I found before we go today is, you know the 99 cent store?
Closing.
Are they all closing?
Yep.
Oh, that might be
why. The ones in LA.
That might be why.
We just had this discussion recently.
No, it's not that. There's a lot of 99 cent merch is going up on... eBay and selling for like $100.
Yeah, that's because they're closing.
Oh, so it's a relic of the past.
Inflation is basically like destroying the business model because like nothing can be a dollar.
No.
2021, you're the owner of the dollar store. You're like, uh-oh.
It's going to be the $5 store now.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Super cheap shit. $5.
Yeah. Oh, no, dude. Well, it's the end of an era and on to more expensive things, I guess.
Great.
On to more expensive things.
Love that.
Love that for us.
All right. Well, thanks for sitting with us today.
This is another good one.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.